Check us out for episode 59 as we wrap up season 2 and look back at our blessings, lessons, and everything in between. Stay tuned. We're not corporate, and this is episode 59.
The last episode of the year. Can y'all believe this? Like, oh my goodness.
We're having a moment because, like, it really is the last episode of the year, and we can't believe that this is happening.
Yeah, and also because it's, like, really counting down to the official end of the year. Like, we're, like, a month and a half away.
Yeah, I mean, December is here.
Yes, Thanksgiving is next week.
And Thanksgiving is next week. Speaking of Thanksgiving, though, what's up with the snow?
Today was the first day of snow, and I'm just, like, not even ready. Like, winter is trying to, like... trying to creep up on us. Like, the first day of winter was, what, the 21st? And I'm just not here for it. It's cold. I don't even have the proper cool, I feel like.
I'm not prepared. It did creep up.
It did.
But, you know, we're inside right now, so it's all good. And we thought that we would close out this episode with just some, like, highlights, blessings, lessons that we've learned. So we're just going to jump right in.
Yeah, so in the beginning of the year, we started the episode with an open letter. Mm-hmm. So that was, like, really great, just about what we projected for the year to come. Yeah. So first of all, we're just super hyped that we're still here recording.
Still here? Oh,
like,
God.
Look at us.
Look at us. Like, props to us.
Hello, like, all the people that we got on the show, all the freaking topics we had to think of, and all the behind the scenes that goes into putting a podcast together. And we're on more, like, the more simpler of terms. Yeah. Like, when it comes to, like, the whole production and putting it together, like, a lot goes into it. But we're still on, like, the more simpler side of things.
Yeah.
Like, we're not even, like, we're trying to get ready for this level up.
Yeah. The level up's going to be real, though.
2019, like, we're putting that into the atmosphere.
We are. We so are. And we really got to give a major shout out to our social media manager, Carla.
The weather hated on me being here.
It did.
She was supposed to be here, but, you know, Carla trucks from Jersey. And we was like, nah. We was like, nah. The weather's hating on New Jersey Transit.
I mean, we also didn't know it was going to be this crazy. Like, why is snow sticking?
First of all, why don't we respect the weather channel? Like, I never take them at...
Because, like, they're liars. They're inconsistent. Meteorologists are liars.
They really are. They be setting us up for the fail. So let's speak about it.
Yeah. So let's go into, like, what we already kind of talked about, what we're grateful for and what we're blessed about. The fact that we're still here, right?
Yes.
Like, that has been huge. The support we have, that's been huge. Yeah. We've been growing our community.
Absolutely. Just our presence on social, like, on a personal note, just career-wise, and the transition that we're having, like, the transition you're about to go through soon. I don't know if Yana's ready to share with the world.
I'm like, let's not talk about it.
But you know what? This, like, the way we said when we first started, we was like, this is a journal and a documentary.
It is.
At the same time, it is sharing about, you know, sharing the podcast and sharing the topics and whatever. We was like, this is to kind of document the highs and lows of getting to where we need to be, and we're doing it in real time. So, like, long and behold, we hitting another, like, pivot of some sort.
When is there not a pivot, though? It's like the chapter's always turning.
Yo.
So, but either which way, we're super happy about transitions, good or bad. You know, we've kind of been taking them in stride. We have kind of deemed this year as the year of, what do we call it? Nothing came into fruition. So let's talk about
and
that.
And that's putting it nice. You didn't call it that.
I know.
We was like, the year that shit ain't happened. Like, come on, let's be all the way real. Like,
right.
You know. If we was to break down to you all the events we thought we was gonna have,
oh my God,
and all the things we planned, and it just, like, fell through, if we let that lead the way into the decision making, I think we would have been like, fuck this shit.
We would have been,
because I was so pissed about, like, our launch not happening. We still don't have a website, guys.
Guys,
we still don't have a website. Like, we still don't got a website.
And you know what? Like, I don't even know what it is, but we've tried to work with legitimate people. We've tried to work with people who, you know, we thought it was going to be a great collaboration. And, you know, things just didn't work out that way.
Yeah. It, like, it all started with these great ideas that it was like,
lots
yes.
of good ideas.
And, but you know what? I want to reflect because I do want to take responsibility for some of that has, like, a yeah. team that we are. I don't even know what we could have done differently. Like, or I don't even know if it was a lack of planning or wanting to do too much. But the reason I do bring it up to our listeners and just right here in this conversation within ourselves is because it makes you realize we got to do something different for 2019 for yeah. things to come into fruition. I don't want another year of us not, like, getting shit done. Although absolutely things are getting done, not. But to the level where we know we can operate absolutely. At, there's, like, some disconnect. And I just want to make sure that we're reflecting on us to make sure that
right. like, we have something to part? Do it. And yeah. I think that you hit it on the nail. I think it was a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. And I also think, like, maybe in the past month or month and a half, we've kind of, like, understood that. Like, we had a moment where we're like, okay, like, let's scale back and figure out, like, what the top priorities are right. and what can we actually get done. Like, maybe it's not, I'm making this up, but maybe it's not 10 events a year. Maybe we're doing 3 events a year. You know, like, things like that. I think mm-hmm. we've kind of, like, talked about that and how we're scaling back to make sure that we're scaling in the right direction.
Or, like, things that could actually get followed through yeah. on. Because I didn't feel any of the things we planned seemed like unsurmountable.
Far-fetched. Like, yeah. And we were planning. The planning was there. The execution
was
it depended. But the planning was there. But I also think we did want to do a lot this year. And the resources and things just kind of didn't work out. And
right.
so I think on that end, maybe us being more strategic about who we're tapping into and the resources. Because right. that was a big thing that fell through.
Exactly. So one thing we did say that we're going to try to set it up differently for next year is just have, like, one event per quarter.
Yeah.
So check out for our next event. It will be in March. I'm putting out in the universe. We're going to start planning.
Well, what about January?
Well, January is going to be
different.
It's going to be a soft. Yeah, it's like on a smaller scale to, like, get our feet
yeah.
wet.
But March
is, like, going to be
it.
An event that we complete
yes.
and bring to life.
And
it entails everything we want it to, because we also, it's not that we're in the habit of canceling shit,
yeah.
but we also, like, are realistic where if things can't look the way we deem them to be,
yeah.
it's just, like, not worth it just to half-ass something, just to say we did
right.
it. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because there's some people that do so much more with so much less.
Right. I mean, I think that we've also learned mm-hmm. how to shift what we think it should look like, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's something we need to do better of in terms of the brand, but
right.
we have learned
it's
that
trial and error.
Mad challenges.
No,
but
is.
Trial and error.
And another positive thing that has came because building your tribe.
Yes.
And people that, like, have enrolled into
yes.
what we want to do. Like,
let's
Carla
talk about that.
Carla is an immediate person that's, like, growing with the team.
Carla's team.
Yeah, that's team. That's, like,
that's hashtag team.
Yep. And who are other people?
But just support people like Tequila. Tequila has been a great support. Merlin is super, like, all about non-corporate girls.
So has Annette.
Annette has been really great about non-corporate girls. Really Fatu,
mm-hmm.
supportive. I mean, just people and they're just outside people. Like, people we've just been meeting and new people. Like, Dominique.
Yes.
Dominique has been dope. Just, like, just these different people, different verticals from, like, PR, the entertainment,
mm-hmm.
who've kind of been checking for us or telling us. Jasmine, can't forget about Jasmine.
Yeah, yes.
Who've just been telling us, like, you know, your content is dope and, like, it's just only going to get better from here. It's a humbling experience, but it's cool to, like, know that people are checking for us.
Absolutely. And, like, kind of just give us some guidance because, you know, we're very well okay with stepping out of ourselves and not thinking
right.
we have it all together. Like, we really value opinions from people who, you know, have insight what they say, like, it really matters to us in the sense of, like, how we could be better and, like,
it's like
better.
Positive feedback that we're
mm-hmm.
taking, you know, like, they're constructive criticism, but
absolutely.
In the best way possible.
Right. And also not in a way that, because we were very clear to Jasmine, like, don't be telling us nothing that sounds good. Like state it how you
yeah.
feel. Like, let us know. Give us, like,
the raw.
Yeah. Don't,
the raw.
Like, I don't need you to be like, oh, this is cool because we're cool. Like, nah, if it's trash, let me know it's trash.
We're not in the business of sugarcoating shit. We don't got time for that.
No, and I don't want to put whack shit out. So
facts. So that's been cool. And speaking of like supporters and networking team, we obviously want to continue to grow that. But let's talk about like just some highlights from our guests. We've had a couple of guests.
We have. Let me pull up this
my season. We have a couple of guests. I mean, I think for me personally, like I really enjoy having Fatu on our show. You know, the CEO of PR Girl Manifesto. She was really dope and insightful just about her journey in PR and what that's been like for her. That's been super dope.
That is true. She was really dope and just her path and where she's coming. Yeah,
and so like wise for someone so young. Like so wise.
Oh, first of all, speaking of the youngins.
Yeah, the like, youngins
me
are like
and Ayana have been very inspired by y'all 20 something year olds. Let me
facts.
Tell y'all something.
Facts. I can't wait for that to be an episode. Facts.
Wait, because it is coming.
It is coming.
You guys keep flourishing because we see you.
I mean, you guys are butterflies. Like killing the game. Starting businesses, companies, being consultants. Like, I'm just blown away because at 23, 25, even 27, that was not my thought.
Right. Shout out to Black PR Girl Magic.
Yes.
We went to their event just last Wednesday. It was like their fall link up. And we were just among girls that were super young but in tune and, like, you know, following their careers and feeling like they should be doing so much more. When me and Ayana was like, You guys are great.
I know. They legit said that, though. They were like, I feel like I could just be doing more. And granted, we could all be doing more.
And you
but
said
like,
that.
Really, though?
Yeah, we were really inspired. We were like,
super inspired.
And now, for some endearing reason, we have now been coined, like, Big Sis. And I'm just like, is that...
Here for it.
Is that... Yeah, that better not be a new way to say we old, y'all.
Right. So, hopefully it's not. But we are here for it, though, because it's just really... It's really amazing, I think, specifically because growing, I mean, I don't want to say growing up, but like when me and Delilah started our journeys in fashion and beauty and all this stuff,
right.
We didn't really have those like people who we could get advice from and look up to. You know, it was very like we had to really look and find people. Whereas nowadays, I feel like these young people are coming into our lives like randomly and for a reason, and we're able to like provide them that guidance and assistance. And it like feels really great to like be able to like empower fellow women, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like, shout out to Jamila, like who officially left us.
Oh.
She left us. Another thing that we did.
That was such...
We went to her go away party two weekends ago.
Yep. That was
I don't think we mentioned that on the podcast.
I don't think we did either.
But she finally left to her trip to freaking Asia.
So you'll remember our friend Jamila. She was a guest on a recent podcast. Mm-hmm. Her and her husband.
She was on episode 54. If you want to go back and listen, what a difference a year makes.
Decided to take a year abroad, or maybe a year more. Who knows? And
I might even come back.
They may not come back, but I'm gonna go where they go.
Right.
Like she already understands that. So they're off to Thailand. So we're wishing them safe travels and a happy life.
A happy freaking life. Okay. Meanwhile, back on the ranch, these peasants that's right here.
Back at the ranch.
Myself included. I'm over here like glossing through our SoundCloud, like trying to see what were my takeaways. Jessica was so good.
Jessica, like, I learned a lot about tech.
Yo, Why Tech Matters with Jessica, episode 58. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Give that a listen. She's so well-versed and well-spoken. And, like, she's such a refined person in the sense of, like, how she positions what her company does. Like, her elevator pitch is on point.
And her passion, though. Her passion speaks volumes.
And it's so, like, it's natural.
It's natural.
Like, it comes out, like...
It pours out of her.
Yeah. So it makes you, even if tech is not your thing, it makes you... Want to find a
mad
reason to like love tech or look into tech more. Yeah, I'm in it.
So she had some really great highlights on tech. Check her out. Like we said previously, Jamila had great highlights on marriage.
Yeah.
And being a freelancer, that was cool. Fatu had highlights on PR and that navigation that she did. That was great.
Episode 48, redefining the B word with Sade.
Yeah.
That was a great episode.
Talk about empowerment.
It was so empowering. And also like owning your space in a career that is not brown and black dominated.
PR girls.
Yes, PR girls go through it. They are killing it.
We've had a couple of PR girls.
And you would think that there's many in the field. No. But we're still, like, very low percent.
Yeah.
Low percentage of representation in the PR field. And if one thing Sade, like, put out there is, like, I know my shit, and you are not going to come for me.
Yeah.
And I belong here in this space, and I'm taking up all the space.
Yeah. And putting people on in the process. Yeah. Because she's all about uplifting people and bringing everyone with her.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or, like, connecting people to where they can get an opportunity and, like, yeah, Sade is
She was boss.
So we have
no
some
pun really, intended.
I get it. We have some really great.
Yeah.
We had some really great people on for this season. And then we did our live, our very first live.
Pizza and Prosecco.
Pizza and Prosecco did come to fruition. So if there was any... First of all, why am I playing an episode on her?
First of all, I got scared because I'm like, why is my voice...
Hey, wait, what episode was that? That I'm gonna shout it out anyway. Oh, that was setting the bar higher.
That was a great episode.
Episode 42. So we just, you know, reflecting back to all the episodes that we recorded, but the ones that we feel should get a little bit more love and you guys should listen to, we feel any new listeners, sometimes it gets overwhelming to, like, think about when you binge watching a 8-series
Netflix,
like, you just want to pull your hair out because you're like, oh my god, how am I gonna catch up?
And you fall into the black hole
and a new season is about to approach. So, like, how do I catch up? So we're gonna allow you guys to jump around and you don't have to, like, sit through it from beginning to end. But depending on where you at in your life or career, I swear to you, we have an episode that fits
everything from leaving your job, starting a new job. New Girl Blues was like,
that was great. First of all, that was a high in demand episode.
That was a good, because we talk about real shit. Yeah. Like, this affected. So we have an episode for everyone. Starting a business, dealing with bullshit people.
Yeah, management. That's been like one of our features.
I can't wait.
But y'all can. So y'all can wait because it's gonna come.
I'm done. I'm so dead. So let's talk about some funny moments.
Okay, like, first of all, guys, y'all don't even know what we be going through. But hey, you started off. It was a funny moment, because I know you have it right at the top of your
head. I actually don't have a funny moment at the top of my head, but I'm just thinking, I feel like any episode we've recorded where Carla's been in the room has been a funny situation. And even though y'all don't know it's funny. Was it New Girl Blues? That was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
Yes.
Putting people on.
That was a great episode.
But what was it that happened?
I can't remember. We were just talking about, like, that was the episode where we were talking at the end about how people don't know how to be, you know, when I say people, what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. That was what the conversation
went home.
People.
Right. She's only trying to censor Shannon. I'm just not following. But whatever. There was shade thrown, apparently.
There was shade. There was definitely shade.
And just, y'all don't understand the bloopers. Like, shit be fucked up. Like, our mics don't connect one episode, and we had to... Our mic didn't connect. The two mics were, like, clashing.
I mean, we've definitely had episodes where echo has been crazy.
Yeah, so please forgive us. Like, we're working on the making... Cakes. Yeah, like, we still brand new to this, but we true to this, okay?
Okay, say that one more time, because people don't understand.
Like, we're not brand new to this. We're true to this.
Yes.
But there are some things that's just, like, not in our control. We're trying to find, like, a home still for, like, where to record. So if you guys have any recommendations, we have some things possibly in the works, but, like, if you know of any podcasting recording studios, preferably in New York City, like, in the city, Manhattan to be exact, Midtown Manhattan, Lower Manhattan,
Midtown,
please do share that with us, because we are still trying to, like, get this together.
And we are.
But we're like the hobos of podcasting.
I'm done. That is what... She just gave us a name. She gave us a name.
We are the hobos of podcasting.
Right, so we're the Duralex.
We be making this shit happen, though. I mean...
No, you know what, though? Like, not for nothing. I feel like we're both resilient people, but if there's nothing I've learned from podcasting, it's how to fucking bounce back. And we're bouncer backers.
We bouncer backers.
But we bounced back. Girl. I mean, the shit, the top of the year, we had mad issues. We didn't have a home for a while.
Oh my God.
We just, it's just a mess. It's just a mess.
But you know what? We can laugh through it. This is, this, I'm telling you, I'm sorry. This podcast could potentially become a show. It, like, when you think about it, this is, we only here writing our treatments. Listen. Like, who we gotta pitch this to?
Jasmine.
Yo, Jasmine. Bring your girls to life, because
this is real.
We be just going
through it. This is real.
But every single time, even though there's been moments when we don't feel good, when life happens, I could tell you so many times where it's like, oh, we gotta record. But, like, once we hear, we're super invigorated, and, like, yeah, it pumps up.
It's hard. It's up. Hard to be. You know what? And I think another lesson, because I'm just pulling out these lessons.
I have a lesson too. Go ahead.
Consistency. I mean, again, we are consistent girls. We are. But with this, we've become consistent.
And you know what's another lesson?
What's another lesson?
Attitude. I feel like depending on what your attitude is.
That's a good one.
It can really
make or break. It shapes everything.
Attitude is really 10%. What was it? 90%. Come on, help me.
90%. Well, it's 90% mental, 10% physical in what I'm thinking, but I know you're trying to change
that. No, it's not. Okay. I'm not trying to change. It's like 90% what you do and 10% how you react to it.
Or the other way around.
How you react to it.
90% how you react, 10% what you do. I don't know. I don't know this Pope.
Oh my God. Me and shit.
The point is, attitude, resilience, consistency, those have been highlights of this year in terms of our character and how we're putting things out there. What is it?
You was right. Life is 10% of what happens to me and 90% of how I react to it.
Okay, there you go.
That's what it was.
That's the quote. Facts.
All right.
So we've definitely pulled ourselves out of a lot of stuff this year, a lot of mess.
Yeah.
Funny moments and all, challenges and all, people and all, because we've dealt with a lot of people who we wish we hadn't dealt with.
Yeah, the fuck shit was really activated.
It was, it's like fuck boys, but like fuck people, you know?
It was just stupid, like stupid, S-T-O-O-P-I-T, like stupid. It was like,
it don't make none of it make, and we tell y'all, but okay, matter of fact, when our book comes out in the future, we're gonna have an episode, like a chapter on this, on why this things were so stupid. But anyway, I think something that, and then setback for a comeback, you know, that has been kind of like how we want to cap out the year in a way, because we've had a lot of setbacks this year, but we are learning from them, we are trying to push through better for next year.
Absolutely, season. We want to do that, and like, it's just more, you know, when there's like one thing that you could hold on to, so that is a reminder, like, things are going to where they need to be. Like, I feel like at least at the minimum, still recording still helps to put like the business in perspective, because we just held on to like the losses and, you know, stopped the recording for whatever reason because we thought that was, I feel like it would have hit me harder, the type of failure I already felt we were, and not like that we are failures, but you know, that whole ego driven. No,
I know, but that's why push through is so important. Like, we pushed through, like, even like you said, days we didn't,
like, there was no
to.
Excuses. We didn't make excuses. We was just like, fuck it, something still gotta, like, continue being creative from
we're,
this.
We're bouncer backers.
I cannot with the bouncer backers.
We are, though. You know how many times, y'all don't even understand how many times, like, we could have, like, not recorded because of XYZ, or we could have not done this, or we could have not done that, but we still, instead of going, like, oh, let's cancel, which we rarely say, we're like, well, how can we make this work? What are we going to do? What's our alternative? Yep. Let's figure it out. You know what I mean?
And remember, too, like, take into account that aside from the podcast, is really also growing the business at the same time. So those things kind of trickle into one another. Mm-hmm. So we don't, what's the word? We don't treat them like mutually exclusive.
Right, right.
So it's like we can't just let one fall by the wayside because the other one is not like to par of where we want it to be.
It's all one unit. Mm-hmm. And another thing we've kind of realized this year is how much we ourselves need to be in front of the brand, to represent mm-hmm. the brand. Because I think, especially last year, we were really behind the scenes with a lot of things. Absolutely. And we are the brand. So, like, mm-hmm. getting more visibility and exposure is something we're really serious about as well. Because, you know, you guys tune in to listen to us.
Absolutely. So, we have to put a name to a face and get you to know us. And one thing that we've mentioned that is still, like, in all theory, it sounds like great on paper, but when it comes to actually doing it, is being vulnerable and sharing your story.
Yeah.
Like, there's many times when I have written a caption, and I'm like, nah, fuck out of here. Like, I'm not saying any of this. And it's not even with the notion of wanting to perceive that I'm one way and not another. Like, I live in my truths daily, and the people right. that are close to me, I share that with. But when it comes to sharing with other people, even though it's going to help your path, like, I don't know if, for me, just yes, social media is the medium to share it. Although right, right. it can reach an amount of people and it is a tactic people use to whatever. But we was having a conversation not too long ago about this trend where people, like, victimize themselves without saying they're the victim mm-hmm. and, like, almost build this community of pity. And I fucking can't. I'm not here for it. Right. Like, I'm not saying that people don't actually go through shit. But there is some type of expectation of like what you're gonna receive when you're sharing a low,
right?
You know, so I'm yeah. just like, does that feed people in any which way? Like, I still feel like there's some type of egoness there because we all go through shit,
right?
So, I mean,
it's really
I commend the people who share their story. Yeah. This is not in no way for me like telling you to deter from telling your story, but it's just like, I don't want it to be something that, I guess, is documented forever when feelings are fleeting. So yeah. it's like, you share that post, and then you get better. Because, you know, the
yeah.
times get better, things change,
the situation transitions. Yep.
So, I don't know if it is a disservice to have it there to be reminded, or is that a strengthening to remind you where you are and where you don't want to be at?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like to some extent it could be hindering.
I think it depends on, it's really about how you're telling the story, right? How you're telling the low, what you're learning from it, mm-hmm. like how you're presenting it. That's really what it comes down to. There are people who do present things in a way that they are the victim, and you do, there is pity. It's a pity party.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that there's like this quote that's like, don't follow like negativity in your timeline because it just brings you down. Like, there are people who have this world where they kind of just, they're always sharing things like this because they, you know, and I don't know what the reason could be. It could be because they want sympathy. It could be because they're just sharing. I don't know. But I do think that there is strength in sharing things, but it just depends on how you're positioning it and how you're doing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because social media is not the end-all be-all tool by no means, and I don't think that you should be sharing your life on it by any means. And it's hard for people to be vulnerable, but I feel like for me this year, I've definitely tried to be more transparent on social, mm-hmm. but not because of social media, because of myself, and it has helped me just be able to be more vulnerable and also to share on this platform, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm always very choosy about how I'm saying something, mm-hmm. like when I put copy out there, what does it mean? And I'm preparing myself because there are some things that I do say that I could get backlash with. People mm-hmm. could look at it a certain way and have questions or
have people slitting DMs about certain
yeah.
things, because I've noticed certain posts that you shared.
Yeah, people
and
have.
What are some of the things people say?
Well, like for one, like one post was like not depressing, but someone was just like, are you okay? Like, do you need help? Do you need something?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, and this is real straight honesty, I was just like, just because I'm sharing a post that may seem negative doesn't mean that I'm like suicidal, doesn't mean I'm depressed even. It means that this is a thought I'm having today, and this is what I'm sharing.
Got it. And I mean, you can't even blame them for thinking whatever.
I appreciate you for reaching
for
out
the concern.
To me. And I'm like, but it's just one of those things where it's just like, just because I say something that comes off maybe slightly negative, it's like, oh my God, like, what's wrong? But, like, I really feel this way right now.
Mm-hmm. And like, I'm mad, I'm sick, and I'm
right.
bored, and I'm going to go get ice. Like, I can have 17 emotions in a span of 5 minutes.
Right.
Embrace all 17, please, and thank you. And one might hit home for somebody else because they're going to get the
for
ice cream.
Sure.
But this person was just like, you know, I just had an argument with my boyfriend.
And it's not black and white,
it's
to your point, right?
Like, we're so complex as human beings,
yeah.
and it's okay. I maybe that's the lesson right here. Like, you can flip-flop through emotions throughout the day. It doesn't necessarily say that you're unstable, but it's like, you're sad one moment, you're happy the next. I just feel like if we kind of grasp that and applied it to like things that are happening to our life or choices we make, mm-hmm. then we don't have to hold on to pain for so long.
Oh, agreed. You know? Agreed. And that goes back to those people who do want a pity. Because there are people who
they
post to have a pity party. Yeah. Like, that is very clear. And I don't really follow a lot of people like that on my timeline because yeah. I'm just not here for it. Because, you know, I'm also not here for people who don't take accountability for their actions. So that's a whole nother thing.
Like, maybe you need to make different choices, man. Or sir. I'm not excluding.
Or sir. I don't even know what we were like originally talking about, like how we got here, but either which way, the setback for the comeback is real. Mm-hmm. And we have decided that we are going to put ourselves out there more as a brand, faces of the brand, I should say.
The brand.
And
like,
that's
our 15-minute Instagram TV takeovers.
Yes.
Sounding off with NCG is about to be a real thing. We did one, like a taste tester. And now we have some topics that we want to deliver a little bit more rapid.
I can't
rapid
wait.
Rapid fire shit.
So, January, we come back with season 3.
Yup.
So, date TBD, but just know, like, we want to come back better than ever. And, you know, there will be hiccups, because there are always hiccups. But that's just be sure. checking for us, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, today is November 15th, is 1 week exactly before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We want to end this season and this note in super gratitude.
Yes.
With just every embracing of positivity and good vibes for ourselves, for our families, for
our friends, our community,
absolutely.
Supporters.
All the things that have been happening in the world, just having a little bit more compassion. Just a couple of days ago was World Kindness Day. I feel like we should be reminded of that to practice
consistently.
Not only, you know, on celebratory days, but just like every day, have a yeah. little bit more compassion. So many people are going through so much that
so
you don't
much.
Even know. And people out here smiling, still trying to have it together. So like, never come for someone thinking that, you know, they have it all together when they're just trying to get through a day. Like, be a comfort, be a support, be what you need in the world.
Facts.
Be that, and you'll
Facts.
Receive it. And enjoy time with your family, try to be present. I just really want to end on a super, super high note of just putting success into the world and still, like, wanting to create dope shit, and we're gonna do that, and finding our place in this space.
Absolutely. And also practicing self-care, because yeah. that is something that we need to continue to do consistently, not just us, but you guys too.
Yeah.
Because to Delilah's point, there's a lot of shit going on in the world, and a lot of it is because a lot of people are burnt out mm-hmm. and don't take time for themselves. They're so focused on everyone else mm-hmm. and everything else. And what about you? You can't strive and do better if you are broken down.
Absolutely. And look, let me say something else, that with depression and anxiety being at an all-time high, like, depression is living in the past, anxiety is living for the future, and you don't have control of it. So, yes, definitely try to stay in the present and live mm-hmm. for now, but also try to tune out information, because the reason why anxiety is so big is because we consume way more information than we've ever
and
done.
And so much noise,
yeah,
all that clutter, mad clutter.
So, self-care, like, check in with yourself. And see what you need yeah. and what you need to detach from. You could start with simple things, from unfollowing the, you know, the wrong people yeah. to just not putting yourself in certain spaces that don't really serve you well. Like
right.
when it even comes to family, keep them at arm's length. You know, those certain cousins and uncles and aunts
yeah.
that we have that just kind of are their own demise and kind of
right.
suck you into that. Like you have the choice.
People at work. Who
well,
project their bullshit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you, it's them.
Yeah, stay away. Like, crazy.
Don't let them get you to that place.
Yeah, I want for everybody to take more control of the
yeah.
places they take up the space at
mm-hmm.
and people that they allow in their space, and understand that it's okay and not to feel guilty for, like, having to cut the fat out. Cut the fat out.
Agreed.
Ayana's face right now, she wants to crack up. But I'm just out here telling y'all to live
cut,
y'all best
cut
lives.
The fat out. I'm with that. I'm really with that. So, I mean, I feel like
I just wanted to kick back and chat. I want to keep on talking to y'all.
I don't want to say bye.
But this is until next time when we come through. It's going to be strong again. For next season, like, we have foots on y'all necks.
I can't.
That's what we're coming through with. Don't
forget to, like Delilah said, check out our past episodes. There's something for everyone. You don't have to follow the sequence. Just pick out what title means resonates with you and check it out.
Email us. Let us know if there's any ideas of any topics you want us to cover, any questions. Mm-hmm. We have a whole month that we won't be recording, so we'll be able to really jump into those inboxes and get back to you guys. Let us know if there's anybody that you would like to see on the show. Mm-hmm. Would you like to be a guest, perhaps? You have a story to tell? We want to share your story. So hit us up. I sounded like an oldie commercial.
You did. I wasn't gonna.
But it was so good.
That was so good.
Just hit us up. I know you want to chill with us.
So on that note, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy New Year.
What else everybody be celebrating out here?
I don't know.
There's another Hanukkah. Hanukkah. Yes, happy Hanukkah. We
cover it all.
We cover it all. All the traditions.
Okay. On that note.
Bye y'all.
Bye.
Hey everyone, we had a super blast recording all year long, but of course, all great things have to come to an end. Thank you for joining us for episode 59. Make sure that you tune back in 2019. We'll see you then.